Mary Oliver, Why I Wake Early. The Marsh Hawk. The marsh hawk doesn't, as other hawks do, work his wings like soft hinges to make progress over the morning marsh, but merely, or so it seems, lays his breast upon the air, and the air, as if understanding, floats him along, with his wings open and raised just a little beyond the horizontal, in thanks, perhaps, to the great crystal carrier of leaves and clouds, of everything. And even though his shadow follows exactly his every tilt and flow, and even though he must know that hunger will win, he doesn't hurry, but floats in wide circles as he gazes into the marshes below his hard beak and the hooks of his feet, as though wanting something more lasting than meat. At noon he's still there above the brambles, the grass, the flat water, where, in their almost stately disengagement, the inedible dampness and darkness shine. The Best I Could Do. In the black-shadowed pines on the shore beyond the pond, Owl was sitting. When he saw me, his eyes flared like matches, and he did his big, loose hunch, stirring up the bronze of his shoulders, and hissed, and seemed about to fly away. Who knows why he didn't, but instead clamped his orange feet down on the black limb and stared into my face, though not my eyes. Had I been mouse or squirrel, I would have cried for my life. And thus we stayed for a long time. I would have given a great deal to have invoked some connection, eye to eye, to know what he thought of me here in the world, his gauzy and furzy acres, sour, weedy, lush, mortal. But except for the hiss, he did not make the least sound, simply stared as though if he had wanted to, he could lift me and carry me away, one orange knife for each shoulder, and I, aloft in the air, under his great wings, shouting praise, 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 as I cried for my life.